Welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. I'm your host, Frances Fitikovic, and I'm on a mission to help the dreamers of the world take action and achieve their goals without having to sacrifice your family life or your sanity. I genuinely believe that great things come from simplicity, intentional living, and focusing on your true priorities in life, all while managing your mindset really well. In a nutshell, we all have one precious life to live, my friend. So let's spend our days in a way that fills us with a sense of fulfillment and joy rather than overwhelm, stress, and regret. And if this sounds like something that you want, you are definitely in the right place. Allow me to guide you down a path that leads to an intentional mindset, intentional time management, intentional goal setting and action taking, plus intentional parenting. This podcast, in conjunction with my courses, will show you a clear way, a clear path to make success in your life inevitable. And with that being said, let's dive on in. Hello and welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. This is your host, Frances Fitikovic. And today I'm going to be talking about relationships and the things that we can do intentionally and consciously to create and nurture really healthy relationships in our life versus things that we can do that would 100% negatively impact or ruin our relationships. And there's so many of us who think, well, our relationships just are things that, you know, happen, that we really didn't have much part to play when it comes to the way that they currently are. Like if we have a negative relationship, we like to point our fingers and say, well, someone else is to blame for that. And when we have good relationships, we don't often take the ownership of what we did to intentionally create those relationships. And to me, I'm someone that can say that I have really good relationships in my life. I've been with my husband for like over 25 years. We have a great marriage, a great relationship. I've got two kids. So my son's turning 18 this year. My daughter's turning 20. We also have a great relationship. So I'm really close and connected with my kids. And I also have great family and I have great friends. And this stuff hasn't happened by accident. I just haven't like dropped into a world where everything's like hunky-dory by accident. Now, firstly, like it's not always hunky-dory. Of course, like I'm a human. I'm going to have like ups and downs and normal phases in my relationships, just like you will. But for the most part, I can confidently say that my relationships are great and are healthy. But it's because I've consciously and intentionally chosen to make that my priority in life. Now, if you're thinking, and I remember I used to think this all the time, well, only people who've had like a perfect little upbringing, they grew up in the Brady Bunch, only people like that can have great relationships and great marriages and great relationships with their kids. And I can say 100%. My parents were not Mark Carroll and Mike Brady. I am Croatian. Croatian relationships are sometimes like could be considered to be a little bit dysfunctional. We're very loud. There's lots of fighting sometimes that happens. Like I've seen it all. I lived overseas. And if I used to think that my family was like really weird and warped, and then I went there and I discovered, oh, everyone's like a little bit weird and dysfunctional in much the same way. But with that being said, even if you have a loud and crazy family like me, like my extended family, that's not to say that you still can't have loving, healthy relationships with them. And that doesn't mean that you can't face struggles and hurdles and obstacles in your relationship and still walk away feeling like your relationships are great. That's how I do honestly feel. And when I remember back many years ago, I heard this phrase, I do not know who this quote is by, but I remember learning that relationships are much like bread. They need to be like baked over and over again. Otherwise, they just go stale. You can't walk into a healthy, happy relationship and do nothing to sustain it for the rest of your life. You need to be doing the work to do that because just like you, I'm a normal human and I could potentially ruin my relationships if I wanted to. If you're wondering, well, how would you do that? Okay, you're a really normal, sane person. What could you do that would ruin all the relationships and all the hard work that you've taken over the years to nurture good, healthy relationships? Well, I'll tell you what I could do. I could decide to be a total bitch if I wanted to. If I wanted to be a nagger, someone who constantly criticizes, someone who's constantly putting other people down, someone who doesn't trust other people, someone who shows disrespect to them constantly on a daily basis, someone who just doesn't give people the benefit when it's due to them, someone who isn't compassionate. If I was to just show up in a different way and just not give a hoot about their feelings or their desires, what would happen? What do you think would happen to those relationships? They would be negatively impacted because of the way that I've chosen to show up consistently over time. And so in order to, like if you almost like flip a coin, so if that's what it takes to ruin a relationship, what does it take to actually nurture healthy ones? It's to give people the benefit of the doubt, to sometimes bite your tongue even when you're feeling really normal and frustrated. I think it's also important to voice your opinions and to allow your humanness to show, but not in a way that puts other people down. So of course, in my family, I don't always agree with everything that they say. I don't always agree with all their actions. And I'll say to them, you know, like, I don't have to love what you do, but I can still love you. I think that it's important that we just sometimes agree to disagree. I swear, like, I think I've already mentioned that on this podcast, that is like my secret little tip for having really harmonious relationships. When you see that you just do not, like, you're not on the same page when it comes to a particular issue, just say, like, I have my opinion, you have your opinion, that's cool. Okay, you can think what you want to think. Let's just agree to disagree and nip it in the bud. And that has like saved so much conflict when it comes to my relationships with my friends and my extended family, and especially like when it comes to my kids and my husband. We don't have to always agree. I don't expect that they have to do things all the time to make me happy. I understand that they are humans just doing the best that they can in this world with the tools and resources that they have at their disposal. And sometimes it's just going to take time for them to learn, and that is okay. Another thing that I think really works when it comes to nurturing healthy relationships is just be kind to the people in your family. I've definitely noted, and I'm going to say, like, even in myself, in the days when I wasn't as intentional, it's so easy to treat like the people that you love worse than you would treat a stranger on the street. And it's almost like you lash out at them, you take your emotions, your negative emotions out on them. And we wouldn't do that to a stranger. So why do we do it to the people that we love? But like I said before, this is about intentionally choosing and realizing that your relationships, if they are important to you and you want them to be better, healthier, more harmonious, like, you've got to make that commitment to do the work. And will it sometimes feel like work? Yes. Okay. Especially if you've got teenagers, you know, sometimes it's really hard to bite your tongue. Sometimes like you just want to like lash out and let off some steam. And it is actually easy to do that. It takes more effort to have that self-control, to like bite your tongue, take a deep breath, walk away. And even though it does take effort, I think I've always been conscious of the fact that words are sometimes like poison, or it can feel like a knife to your back. Like if you were to say something out of spite, or when you're really angry in that moment that you might later regret, that person will never ever forget. Like the recipient of your words may never forget what you said. And to go into damage control after the fact takes way more effort, way more self-control than just walking away. And that's why I keep on referencing the fact that creating and nurturing those healthy, harmonious relationships will sometimes feel like work. And when I say work, it's not like it's the most terrible thing in the world. It just takes effort. It takes intentionality. And the reason that it's worth doing, you know, this work, inverted commas, is because the way that you show up on a daily basis is 100% going to influence the relationship you have with that person. And I know that for me, and I think that for anyone who never like didn't grow up with a perfect childhood or watching parents have a perfect marriage, like, you know more than anyone the negative impact that comes from being embroiled, like exposed to that conflict. It feels really, really bad. And you don't want to replicate that same experience for your kids. And that's not to say that you have to stay with anyone that isn't a good fit, that you can never get divorced. Like, some people are just not meant to be together. But I have seen people separate, get divorced, and still have harmonious relationships. That depends on how you show up each day. You can still have healthy relationships, even if you aren't with your partner for the rest of your life. Just, I want you to know that that is a possibility. I know that does not mean that you have to be best friends and in each other's pockets. It's just showing up in a healthy way. And you might be thinking, well, that's easy for you, or for anyone, sorry, that has a normal, healthy person that they're interacting with. But what happens if that person's like a loose cannon, or is they definitely exhibiting behaviors that aren't healthy? What do you do then? Well, you can be the one that shows up in a healthy way, in a healthy, normal, rational way. So even if someone's been disrespectful to you, you can still show up with respect for yourself. That's the best way to model things for your kids. Respond with kindness, respond with compassion, respond by setting clear boundaries for yourself. Now, I'm definitely not saying that you should be a doormat or that you should take bad behavior, but you still can show up with calm, like with that sense of self-respect for yourself, but without having to lash out or sort of like stoop to their level, if you know what I mean. You still get to do those things, show up in what you consider to be a healthy way. If you just imagine like the Dalai Lama, how he would show up, he shows up that way because it feels right for them. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. He's doing his best to respond in a healthy way because he's doing it for himself, like for the way that he gets to feel about himself after the fact. He gets to be proud of the way that he showed up. He gets to be proud of his actions. And this is always an option that you have. Like, you can be the calm one, you can be the rational one, you can be the healthy one, no matter what anyone else is doing. And that is something like the key takeaway. No matter how anyone else is behaving, you still get to show up in a healthy manner. It's just an option that you have. Like, you don't have to play the tit for tat game. You can just be the rational, calm, logical one if you want to. It's obviously up to you. So that is it for today's episode. If you love my take on relationships, which is acknowledging like our own power, like we have the power to completely transform any relationship, no matter how someone else is showing up, make sure to check out my signature relationship course. It is now found within my Let Your Mom Life Be Easy bundle. That's over on inspiringmomlife.com underneath the courses tab. So this course was created to help you reignite your relationship, especially when he's a keeper, but you feel like throwing him away. So it's when your partner like sort of drives you crazy, but you know he's got the good qualities, like the potential is there. I'm definitely not advocating that you stay in any unhealthy relationship again. In this course, I specify like the difference between who's a keeper and who is not a keeper. So if you want to know my take on that, and it's a very super comprehensive course, make sure to check it out. It's called Reignite Your Relationship and it's found within your Let Your Mom Life Be Easy bundle. As always, my friends, take care and I cannot wait to catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Inspiring Life podcast. I really appreciate you allowing me to be a part of your life. If you'd like to stay in touch, please know that you can always find me on Instagram at InspiringMomLifeXO, or you can visit my website, InspiringMomLife.com, where you will find all my online courses that I have created to help you seriously uplevel your life in the simplest way possible. Now, just keep in mind that this podcast is not just about dreaming, it's also about doing, because to create true sustainable change, you need to be willing to do things differently, and that's what I'm here to support you to do every single step along the way, my friend. Finally, if this podcast resonates with you at all and you appreciate the content, I'd absolutely love for you to show your support by leaving me a review. My one and only goal here is to help you wake up to the preciousness of life and to help you live your days with more intention and purpose. Now, if you have not yet grabbed your free bundle of gifts from me, you can do so over at inspiringmomlife.com/thank you. Once again, thank you so much. I've absolutely loved spending this time with you and I look forward to connecting with you again. I'm Frances Vidakovic and you've been listening to the Inspiring Life podcast.